I would like to formally extend my cordial gratitude for your gathering here for Yamaha Corporation's analyst and investor briefing on the first half of this fiscal year ending March 31st, 2008. First, I would like to explain about our performance in the first half. Please look at the chart here. The vertical column shaded in blue shows actual figures of this fiscal half of the fiscal year, March 2008, the left one showing the previous fiscal year's first half, and the second right column shows previous projections announced on August the 1st, together with our first quarter results. As it's shown here, compared with both the previous projections as well as previous first half results, we could achieve better performance with both higher net sales and net income. Net sales performed almost to the August projection. Compared with the first half of the previous fiscal year, due to robust sales, especially in our mainstay product segment of musical instruments, net sales increased by 16.2 billion yen, up 6.1 percentage points, also up 2.7 percentage points in real terms, excluding Forex impact. Operating income posted 21.3 billion yen, up 3.8 billion yen compared with the previous projection, and also up 7.5 billion yen compared with the first half of the previous fiscal year. We could achieve this increased operating income of 3.8 billion yen compared with the previous projection because of the improved gross profit ratio factored by Forex impact, change in our sales mix, and so on. Looking at our performance by business segment, we see that net sales overshot previous projections in musical instruments and other segments. These column charts show net sales and operating income by business segment, with the central column showing the first half results, left one previous fiscal year's first half, and right previous projections. Net sales increased by 16.2 billion yen compared with those of the previous year's first half, with the breakdowns of 13.4 billion yen increase in the musical instruments segment and 3.1 billion yen increase in the recreation and other segment. Operating income increased by 7.5 billion yen from the previous year's first half result, with the breakdowns of 7.0 billion yen increase in the musical instruments segment, so we achieved most of the year-on-year increase in the musical instruments segment. Next, I would like to move on to forecast for performance in fiscal year March 2008. In addition to the fact that we could achieve performance that exceeded previous projections, going forward, we think we can project continuously robust performance trend into the future, so we revised our projections upward at this point. As written here, we revised both net sales and net income upward. Compared with the previous projection of 557.0 billion yen written at the farthest right, we raised it up to 558.0 billion yen, although it is a slight increase. Operating income is revised up to 33.5 billion yen from the previous 32.0 billion yen. Recurring profit to 32 from the previous 30. Net income is also revised upward to 38.0 billion yen from the previous projection of 35.5 billion yen, according to a revised outlook for the full fiscal year. Now, let me explain our rationale for such bettered figures. It is because, although there is this concern or uncertainty that general consumption may slow down in the U.S. market, we project net sales for the full fiscal year to remain underpinned by further growth in the other business segments during the second half of this fiscal year, on top of the actual result of robust sales growth in musical instruments segment during the first half. So, as I mentioned just now, we project our net sales to be 558.0 billion yen and operating income 33.5 billion yen, both income and profits revised upward from the previous projections. Breaking down the revised operating income, there is an increase in musical instruments from 27 billion to 29 billion yen, and in tandem with the top-line growth, of course, we project recreation and other segment to generate better operating profit going forward. Let me explain in more detail now. Musical instrument segment. I've already told you about the overview of the first half, but when you look at various markets, we could achieve great performances in emerging markets led by China and so on, and Europe, and we could achieve almost the same level of performances as those in the previous fiscal year's first half in North America as well as in Japan. Looking at product categories, professional audio equipment and electronic musical instruments increased substantially compared with the previous fiscal year's first half. Operating income grew, as I mentioned already, about the overview for the full fiscal year, and in addition to forex gain, sales of those models with comparatively higher gross profit margins grew substantially, and as a result, we had better model mix. Also, because of our continued efforts to reduce cost, which began to show its effect, we could improve gross profit ratio in all. And these are the major reasons for the improved operating income in the first half. Now, looking into the full fiscal year, we sort of fine-tuned our net sales slightly upward. And as I mentioned just now, well, we're not necessarily optimistic about holiday season's retail sales projections in the U.S. And we even take this outlook that general consumption may slow down into consideration. Well, we do have plans to prop up sales like launching new products in a surely successful way, for which we had laid out plans originally before this outlook came out, and also achieve our goal to expand professional audio equipment business further, as we had originally intended to, and progressively expand sales in emerging markets, especially focusing our energy and resources into China. On the other hand, we will beef up our manufacturing capacity, which has been an ongoing theme for us. We will reinforce and enhance our manufacturing capacity at a very production sites in China and Indonesia, and our piano factories in Japan will continuously march on with enhancing our manufacturing capacity. These charts show a more detailed look into our musical instruments segment per region. Each column consists of two parts, lower part showing sales in the first half and upper the second half, the total for the full fiscal year. With the left column showing FY March 07 and right FY March 08. As you can see in the first half, in real terms, which means excluding the forex impact, you can compare actuals for the first half, whether sales increased or not. Say it almost leveled off in Japan as well as in North America, whereas in Europe it shot up by 8 percentage points, and in China it even slightly overshot our projection of 20 and achieved 21 percentage points growth. For the full fiscal year in Japan, sales figure is projected to be almost leveling off year on year, and if possible, we should like to achieve somewhere above that level. North America also, it is almost leveling off year on year. In Europe, 4% growth is expected. In China, growth of nearly 20% projected, and in other regions, which comprise Asia Pacific, Latin America, and Middle East, whose column charts are shown in the bottom right square. We picked up Latin America, Korea, and Middle East, for example, we have seen recently, and that's expected solid and stable, and this includes stable local currency as well, but we are expecting more than double-digit growth in these regions. We looked at sales by product category. As shown here, pianos category is expected to grow year-on-year, led mainly by the factor of a planned worldwide launch of new models in the grand piano category. To the right, let's see electronic musical instruments on the basis of excluding electones, which means digital pianos, portable keyboards, and so on. We project the sales to reach 79.0 billion yen. Regarding wind instruments, as we have been explaining for some time now, we have been progressing with a strategy to expand the sales of mid to high-end product models, and so far, we increased sales by 18 percentage points on the volume basis in Japan during the first half year-on-year. And looking at global sales, we also increased the volume by 15 percentage points during the same term. Regarding strings and percussion instruments in guitar category, we're going forward with a strategy to push up electric acoustic guitar sales. And so far, on the volume basis, we achieved a growth of 24 percentage points year on year worldwide. So we should like to stick with the current strategy for some more time. Professional audio equipment has been our sales growth driver on a continued basis for some years now. Last year, we reported to you about a long-craved achievement of pushing it above a target of 30 billion yen, and we're delighted to report to you that it is growing briskly in this fiscal year as well. We now target at 36.3 billion yen in sales as well as growth in those markets shown in the pie chart, focusing on North America and Europe. AV and IT segment. We had tough results due to ever-intensifying competition and slashed unit prices in the market. Excluding Forex impact, actual sales fell 9.2 percentage points compared with the previous first half. Sales of online karaoke equipment halved compared with the aforementioned term, bringing material impact on the segment performance. Operating income, though, was slightly higher compared with the previous first half due mainly to higher appreciation of euro amid tough situations in various markets. Looking at full fiscal year, this time we revised sales projections downward by 2 billion yen from the previous projection. And operating income also revised down from the previous projection to a new figure of 0.5 billion yen. We should like to underpin the audio category by launching new products as written here. In terms of IP conferencing systems, we have been moving ahead with our product development, but in terms of introducing them into the market, we haven't really generated actual sales records yet to date, so we should like to reinforce our internal structure to handle this category so that we might tap successfully into sales channels and produce satisfactory results, and this is going to be our key initiative for the second half of this fiscal year. In electronic equipment and metal products segment, demand for LSI sound chips for mobile phones declined further, whereas shipment of digital amplifiers for products such as flat panel TVs and mobile phones increased in full scale, resulting in the increased sales. Electronic metal products increased in both sales and income year on year as we could pass on cost increase of higher material prices to our retail prices. But on the quantity basis, we saw volume decline. But we had such results of increased sales and income due solely to higher material prices leading to improved unit prices. Looking at the full fiscal year, we should like to underpin sales one way or another by pushing LSI sound chips, codec chips, and so on for mobile phones, and also fully secure sales with LSI chips for pachinko machines. On the other hand, as I mentioned just now, we should like to ship more digital amplifiers into the market to expand sales. Also, in the second half, we have a plan to kick off production of silicon microphones and launch them into the market without a hitch. Regarding electronic metal products business, as I previously reported to you, we are now preparing for a handover. But there's been a delay of 2 months, and we are now planning to complete the business handover on November the 30th. However, this business becomes non-consolidated as of this second half, so there shall be no accounting of sales or income generated in this business category. Lifestyle-related product segment. As you may well have studied, there is also a very severe competition and requirements in this market, amid which unit prices are further slashed down. And on top of that, as is reported in the news, the building code was revised and new housing starts fell sharply year on year due to delays in confirming construction applications. So we are progressing with our activities in quite a tough business environment. Against such a backdrop, our system bathroom business suffered from ever-lowering unit prices. As a result, net sales of bathrooms posted 7.8 billion yen, which was a decline from a year before. Regarding system kitchens, according to our strategy that we should aggressively boost this category now, we were able to continuously achieve the kind of results we had planned. However, this category is also facing the same sort of pressure for lowering unit prices. Operating income was squeezed by soaring material prices and lowering unit prices, which pressed gross profit margins and declined both year-on-year and against previous projection as we settled our first half results. Now, projections for the full fiscal year, amid the same aforementioned market situation, we will launch additional initiatives to launch new models in the system bathroom category. But our projections remain to be quite tight, so this time we revised net sales and operating income downward from our previous projections. Recreation segment. Regarding the first half, on the whole, number of customers declined, so we tried to push up spending per person as much as possible. But Kiroro Ski Resort suffered from a sharp drop in sales, resulted in the lower net sales than those in the previous fiscal year's first half. Let me add that, as we reported already, we completed handover of 4 resort facilities on October the 1st. Regarding the full fiscal year, we will continue operating our 2 remaining recreational resort facilities, and we should like to squarely tackle the challenge of attracting and acquiring customers to these facilities anew by exposing these unique features so that we might minimize the impact of loss as much as possible. Other segment. As written here, automobile interior wood components, metallic molds and components, and golf products are the 3 categories in this segment. And regarding metallic molds and components business, both magnesium and plastic molded parts performed robustly in the first half, especially we had a steady stream of orders for magnesium molded parts to be used for digital cameras. Regarding automobile interior wood components, we both increased manufacturing volume as well as improved yields further compared with the previous fiscal year, pushing up operating income steeply in this category compared with the previous fiscal year. Regarding golf products, we could maintain brisk sales in both Japan and Asia, mainly in Korea and Hong Kong. As a result, net income posted 16.7 billion yen in this other segment in total, and we could achieve a drastic sales increase here. Looking into the full fiscal year, as I mentioned earlier, the 3 respective leading product categories are so robust in each of them that we revised our net sales projection to 35.0 billion yen, up both from the previous fiscal year as well as the previous projections. Regarding automobile interior wood components, we expect this category to further contribute to higher operating income due mainly to improved yields. Regarding golf products, we should like to further raise awareness of our brand Impress by launching new products into the market. Let me now explain about inventory situations. At the end of the first half, excluding both the forex impact of 3.3 billion yen and the postponement in handover of electronic metal products business, which originally was slated for the end of September, which amounted to 5.3 billion yen, inventories at the end of the first half or as of end September were broadly in line with previous projections. Year-on-year, material stocks increased more or less and actual inventories increased by 2.6 billion yen. Towards the end of the full fiscal year, due to material price increase, there will be valuation increase of products in progress and material stocks, but we should like to implement plans in order to adjust the inventory to an appropriate level. Regarding shareholder dividend, we plan to pay a year-end dividend of 50 yen per share, as we announced earlier, and there will be no change. This 50 yen comprises regular dividend of 30 yen and special dividend of 20 yen. We're paying 25 yen per share for the first half of this fiscal year. Next, I would like to explain about the elements of change for the balance sheet. During this term, we sold a part of Yamaha Motor Company's shares, and this was the major point of change in cash and bank deposits on the asset side, as written here, and in the corresponding side of liabilities, we had increased income taxes payable and deferred income taxes as well. This chart shows balance sheet summary inclusive of March 08 projections. We plan to settle the total size of balance sheet or market value at 597.1 billion yen towards the end of this fiscal year, March 08. Lastly, I would like to touch upon our new medium-term business plan called YGP 2010, a new three-year management plan which we kicked off this fiscal year, and explain briefly about its progress. First of all, regarding the business domain called the Sound Company, in which we aim at growth, G-R-O-W-T-H, growth, the following are the points that I would like to report. The first on the list of key measures is total piano strategy to expand piano business. As we explained earlier, in the diversifying piano-related musical instrument category, we strive to expand and increase product lineups in order to meet the diversifying need of customers, and by doing so, we'll achieve the top-line growth. And although it will take a little more time to actually be launching products, we already kicked off the project to drive the progress specifically and accelerate product development. Next, guitar business. In order for us to achieve growth, as I mentioned earlier, first in the electric acoustic musical instruments or electric acoustic guitar category, we will make sure that manufacturing capability and product quality be enhanced while we aim at sales increase, focusing on North America as a major target market to move forward, and we're making a progress just as we had planned. Now, to achieve growth in commercial audio equipment business, as I also mentioned earlier, there's been a constant and continued high level of growth of around 20% in major markets, and next on our list of target for progress in addition to digital sound mixers is to expand and increase sales of output-related units or devices such as speakers and amplifiers as top-line growth driver products. 2 years ago, we invested in Nexo, a French speaker manufacturer, and starting from this autumn, we're shipping Yamaha-made OEM amplifiers to Nexo, which means Nexo speakers will be resonating with the best kind of sounds as they incorporate fine-tuned Yamaha-made amplifiers, and they will sell them under their Nexo brand. So this is a new development. By doing so, going forward, we will create synergy effects practically backed with product developments. Also, Fuji Sound Company Limited and Yamaha Sound Technologies Inc. are planning to exercise and accumulate their practical synergy effect generating projects in Japan. In emerging markets, in Russia, we finished registering local affiliate, a sales company, and although full-scale operation is to start from April next year, we are making preparations in terms of human resources right now. In China, we will continuously exert our best efforts in order to maintain the level of 20% growth, and in order to create demand, we're developing music schools in Shanghai, Beijing, followed by recent launch of a school that opened in Guangzhou in September this year. Currently, we have 2,000 plus students and are aiming at increasing them to 3,000 by the end of this fiscal year. Regarding our music school development, how to raise good music teachers is the key point. In this regard, we finished appointing and placing mentor teachers to train and raise teachers in Shanghai, Beijing, and Guangzhou. So, we should like to accelerate the expansion of strategic music schools even further. Regarding music entertainment business, we have progressed with internal reorganization for some time now, and in June this year, we consolidated Yamaha's entertainment-related businesses that had been scattered in various locations under a holding company and are now restructuring the organization as planned. Also, we established a joint venture with an external visual content provider, and this is one form for us to seek a prospective business expansion. we established a joint venture to produce contents for a cable TV program called Music Air. So in this way, we should like to seek our possibility to expand the output of Yamaha-produced contents. In order to beef up manufacturing capacity, as written here, we are enhancing our manufacturing sites in Hangzhou, China, and Indonesia for escalated production capacities in order to make them respond to our planned volume increase. And in Japan, we're progressing as planned with our efforts to consolidate piano production facilities. Regarding IP conferencing system, as I mentioned earlier, although our product development is progressing satisfactorily, we're having a hard time trying to launch them into the market. In fact, there's been some delay, and it is because we haven't been able to tap into distribution channels as we should like to. So we reinforced our internal structure to handle this category so that we might tackle this challenge squarely and find clue to sales channels with renewed commitment. Promoting an active approach to strategic M&A and business alliances, we designated personnel to be engaged full-time in this task to reinforce our promotional drive, and now we have a single window for information exchange and negotiation and be able to respond quickly if and when we need to make an